In New York State, politicians are clashing over the future of a nuclear power plant. The popular governor, Andrew Cuomo, wants to close the aging Indian Point plant north of New York City because of safety concerns. The plant's operators want to extend its original licenses for another 20 years. And as NPR's Joel Rose reports, they have some powerful allies of their own.
In Westchester County, about 35 miles up the Hudson River from Manhattan, a handful of anti-nuclear activists holds a weekly protest against Indian Point. They stand by the side of a busy two-lane road, waving signs calling for the plant to close. Margot Shepard brought her guitar and sang a song she wrote about the worst-case scenario.
The highways turn to parking lots from Albany to Queens. The politicians learn just what evacuation means. They frantically assembled all their staff for some contriving. But they couldn't get to Pleasantville because there was no driving.
With 20 million people living within 50 miles of the plant, protester Marilyn Ellie says successful evacuation is basically impossible.
We can't do rush hour twice a day, you know, not easily and not well, let alone what would happen with the shadow evacuation and everybody else would want to get the hell out of Dodge, and who could blame them?
Occasionally, a driver honks in support. Others make gestures that are definitely not friendly, but most just keep driving. Protests against Indian Point have been part of the landscape here for decades, though lately the issue has taken on a new urgency for two reasons. One is the disaster halfway around the world at Fukushima. The other is New York's governor. Andrew Cuomo is a first-term Democrat with a track record of getting what he wants. And what Cuomo wants is to close the plant's two reactors when their licenses expire by 2015.
As Attorney General, I did a lot of work on Indian Point. I understand the power and the benefit. I also understand the risk, and this plant in this proximity to New York City was never a good risk.
But Cuomo isn't the only high-profile player in this drama. Entergy, the company that owns Indian Point, is bringing out the big guns.
That's clean, reliable, and lower-cost electricity that powers our region and the greatest city on Earth.
Entergy brought in former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani to act as a paid celebrity spokesman. A TV commercial starring the prominent Republican started airing last week.
Like you, I want to do everything needed to keep New York safe and strong. The people at Indian Point do too.
Entergy, which bought the reactors just over a decade ago, won't say how much it's paying Giuliani, but spokesman Jerry Nappi admits the company has a big investment to protect.
Entergy, when they purchased Indian Point, has spent $1 billion on safety and equipment enhancements at Indian Point. That's a large amount of money at this site to make sure the equipment can operate safely for an additional 20 years.
And Entergy has other high-powered friends. The plant accounts for roughly a quarter of the electricity consumed in New York City and Westchester. And New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg thinks that power would be very difficult to replace.
Well, if you closed Indian Point down today, we'd have enormous blackouts. There is no alternative to the energy that we get from Indian Point. 4 or 5 years from now, that probably is not going to be true.
The Bloomberg administration commissioned a study which found that retiring Indian Point would likely lead to more pollution from fossil fuels and higher energy prices. Even after the Fukushima disaster, a poll showed that 49% of New Yorkers want to keep the plant running, compared with 40% who want it closed. Back in Westchester, activists Dale Saltzman and Marilyn Ellie say they'll keep up the fight against Indian Point, no matter how much money the plant's owners spend to sway public opinion.
Somebody just told me they heard the Entergy ad in Spanish.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Right.
I'm not surprised.
Because they have a lot of money to spend on public relations. We are a few people that stand vigil without a budget.
They may not have a lot of money, but as long as Governor Cuomo is in office, Indian Point's opponents have one powerful ally in Albany. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.